సర్వేభ్యో నమస్కారాః. అద్య సిద్ధాంతకౌముద్యాః శ్రీకృత్య ప్రకరణే అష్టమః పాఠః నవంబర్ మాసస్య ద్వాదశః దినాంకః. ఏనాక్షర సమన్వయం అధిగమ్యమహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్రిమ వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినియే నమః. వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మి. మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తీష్వైభావ్య వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే. శ్రీకృత్య ప్రకరణే సిద్ధాణై ఇది సూత్రే స్మః. అనుపసర్జనాధికారే ప్రకరణం అనువర్తత. కంటిన్యూయింగ్ విత్ హీ ప్రత్యయస్, హీ స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ రణేభ్యో హీప్ వే బ్యాక్. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ వి డైగ్రెస్డ్ టు కవర్ డాప్ అండ్ దెన్ బిఫోర్ దట్ వి హ్యాడ్ నిషేధాస్ అండ్ దెన్ వి హ్యాడ్ డాప్ అండ్ దెన్ వి హ్యాడ్ ప్రత్యయస్థాత్కాత్ రీతో ప్రకరణ. So coming back to the normal course of three pratyayas, where we had we are starting with Siddhani. Excuse me for a moment, the slideshow does not seem to be working. I'll just see what is the issue. Okay. So the sutra Siddhani Dvaitas Tadmai Matras Tayap Thakthai Tal Karapaha. So it is actually a single word in the sutra. It is a samahara dvandva of the following: sthita, dha, and anya, dvayasas, dagnas, matras, tayap, thak, thai, kai, and karap. So these are all actually from dha till karap, sarvepi pratyaya. Dha, an, anya, dvayasas, dagnai, matras, tayap, thak, thai, kai, karap. Ete sarvepi ప్రత్యయః. కేవలం టిత్ ఇత్యత్ర భేదః అస్తి. టిత్ ఇత్యంశః ప్రత్యయః భవితుమర్హతి, ప్రాతిపదికం భవితుమర్హతి, ఏవం ధాతుః అపి భవితుమర్హతి. అతః ఇదానీం అస్య సూత్రస్య ఉదాహరణాన్ని ద్రష్టవ్యాన్ని. కురుచరి ఇది ప్రథమం ఉదాహరణం. సిద్ధ ఉదాహరణం భవతి పురుషరి ఇది వ్యాఖ్యాని. ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ ఫర్ మొమెంట్, ఐల్ బి బ్యాక్ రైట్ నౌ. ఓకే, సో పురుషరి ఇది బాలమనోరమాయణం. జస్ట్ బిఫోర్ ద ప్రతీక హి హస్ వన్ లైఫ్. ఓకే, సిత్ త్రివిధ ప్రత్యయ ప్రాతిపదికం ధాతు. సో ప్రత్యయ కెన్ బి సిత్, ప్రాతిపదిక ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ క్యాన్ బి టిక్, అండ్ ధాతు క్యాన్ బి టిక్. తత్ర ఆద్యం ఉదాహరతి. సో ద ఫస్ట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, దిస్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫార్ ప్రత్యయ బీయింగ్ టిత్. కురుచరి ఇది పురుషు చరతి ఇది అధికరణే ఉపపదే శ్రేష్ఠ ఇది కర్తరిత అకార ఇస్. సో కురుచర ఫస్ట్ వి డిరైవ్ కురుచర, ఫస్ట్ వి డిరైవ్ చర. The word chara is derived by adding the suffix ta to the root charu. Charu dhatoho kurushu iti adhikarane upapade ta pratyaha vidhiyate chareshtaha ityanena. Ta pratyaye chutu ityanena sakarasya samya bhavati. Charu a ityasti chara. Kurushu charati iti upapada samase, upapada samasaha kuru chara iti padam. So for this kuruchara we have to add neep, right? So the vritti says anupasarjanam yat idadi it tadantam yat adantam pratipadikam. We have adanta pratipadika, kuruchara iti adantam pratipadikam, where there is tit and the tit tidanta is anupasarjana. So because of that we add neep to kuruchara. Anupasarjanam yat tit, you have kurushu charati, where chara is tidanta and it is Anupasarjana in Kuruchara. So, Kuruchara iti Adantat Pratipadikat, Neep Kriyate, Neep Ikrute, Kuruchara I, Yasetita Ittenena, Akaraste Lope, Kuruchari iti Rupam. That is the first example. Nadat Nadi iti Vidhiyam Udaharanam Dattam. पुनः व्याख्यानं पश्यामश्चेत् अथ द्वितीयं टितम् उदाहरति नदीति सुटित् त्रिविधः इति उक्तम् प्रत्ययः प्रातिपदिकं धातुः प्रत्ययः चरेष्ठः इति टप्रत्ययान्तस्य उदाहरणं कुरुचरि इति द्वितीयं टितम् उदाहरति टित् त्रिविधः इति उक्तम् प्रत्ययः टित् भवितुमर्हति यथा कुरुचरि चरेष्ठः इत्यत्र टप्रत्ययः टित् तदन्तम् यत् अदन्तं प्रातिपदिकं कुरुचर इति प्रातिपदिकं तस्मात् नीप् प्रत्ययः क्रियते कुरुचरि इति रूपम् इदानीं प्रातिपदिकं टित् यत्र अस्ति तादृशम् उदाहरति नदी इति अत एव नदट् इति प्रातिपदिकं दत्तम् पसादिगणे पठितं प्रातिपदिकम् एतत् नन्दिग्रहे पसादिभ्यो ल्युणिनियतः इति सूत्रमस्ति तत्र पसादिः इति कश्चन गणः अस्ति तस्मिन् गणे प्रातिपदिकानि पठ्यन्ते कानिचन तत्र नदट् इति प्रातिपदिकं पठितं नदट् इत्यत्र हलन्त्यम् इत्यनेन सकारस्य इत्थमया भवति अतः इदं टित् टित्वात् सिद्धाणे इत्यनेन ही प्रत्यये नदी इति रूपं सिद्ध्यति So, Nadaha iti pullinge, Nadi iti sriling. So, Nadi does have a pullinga form. There are some rivers which we call as Nada and some which we call it as Nadi. So, there is a difference. There are different classifications, but one thing is rivers, at least in India, which flow from east to west, they are called as Nada and those flowing from west to east are called as Nadi. So there are so you have Nadaha, the pullinga form is also there, though it is not very popular. Nadi is the Srilinga is more popular, but it's there. Okay. So Nadat itse Srilinge Nadi iti bhavati idam tit pratipadikam. So there in the Vyakhyana, Dikshita gives only two examples. I mean, in the Mula. Dikshita gives two examples, one for Kuruchari, which is Tit Pratyaya, and Nadi as a Tit Pratipadika. So the Srihiya is not given in the Mula, Balamanoramaya Mastita Traiva, Nadad iti, Patadigane Patitam Pratipadikam Yatad. Srihiyam to Pradantaya Tanantayi iti Udhaprishyate. Srihiyam, Nama Yatra, Dhatu Tit Bhavati, Tadrishasya, Tidantasya, Nipratyaya Krate, Kim Bhavati iti, कृदन्ते उदाहरिष्यते तनन्धयी इति अस्ति तनन्धयते इत्यर्थे भेट् पाने इति धातुः भेट् इति टित् धातुः धातु इस् टित् सो आन् दट् वि हाव् धयी इस् अगेन कृदन्त देर् देर् इस् नीप् बिकास् आफ् द टिक्वा आफ् द धातु सो दीस् आर् एक्साम्पल्स् आफ् टित् So next, he says, we study the Adhikara Anupasarjanat. So, he goes into that. Upasarjanatvat neha bahukurushara. Anupasarjanam yat tidari tadantam yad adantam prasiparikam. Iti nuttihi datta. Dikshita is very clear in the Vritti. He says, Anupasarjanam yat tidari. Tidari refers to tiddha and etc. So the tit should be anupasarjana, tadantam, adantam pratipadikam. And there should be an akaranta pratipadika ending in that. So anupasarjana is a visheshana to tit. And the tit is a visheshana to pratipadikam. Anupasarjanam tit, tit yadasti, tadeva anupasarjanam bhave, tadaha tadantam, adantam pratipadikam. Pratipadikam tadantam bhavet, akarantam bhavet. विशेषणमस्ति बहुकुरुचरा इत्यत्र न भवति इति प्रदर्श्यते So if you look at, before we go to Bahukurucharam, if you look at Kurucharam, Ta is the Pratyayam. So, Chara is Tidanta, okay? Tit Pratyayanta. And again, Kuruchara, Kurushu Charati is a Samasa ending in the Tit. Okay? So, this is still Tadanta. Okay? It is not directly Tit. Nadat is directly Tit. So, we add the Pratyaya to it and Nadi. Whereas in Kuruchara, Tit is Pratyaya, Chara is Tadanta, and Kuruchara is actually Tadantanta. But in the whole thing, the tit is anupasarguna, the tit which is that wherever we have pratyaya, it is tadanta. So the chara part of it is anupasarguna. Tadartham eva kuruchari ityatra bhavati. Bahu kuruchara ityatra tu upasarganatvat na bhavati iti pradashyate. So again, bahu kuruchara iti ityatra balamanvarmaya. Bahu kuruchara iti. Bahavaha कुरुचराः यस्याम् इति विग्रहः बहुव्रीहिः अयम् अन्यपदार्थप्रधानः ऑलवेज बहुव्रीहिः अनेकम् अन्यपदार्थे इति सूत्रेण विहितत्वात् अन्यपदार्थप्रधानः बहुव्रीहिः तस्मात् कुरुचर इत्यस्य अत्र प्राधान्यं नास्ति उपसर्जनम् ततश्च तितः तप्रत्ययस्य उपसर्जनत्वात् सो द मीनिंग ऑफ द तप्रत्यय विच इज इन चर इज उपसर्जन हियर बहुव्रीहि समासे तस्य उपसर्जनत्वात् तदस्य पितः टप् प्रत्ययस्य उपसर्जनत्वात् न नि बिकॉज इट इज उपसर्जन हियर वी डू नॉट हैव हि बहु कुरुचरा बहवः कुरुचराः यस्याम् यस्याम् नगर्याम् तस्यैव तस्याः एव प्राधान्यं न तु कुरुचरस्य सो बिकॉज ऑफ दट इन बहु कुरुचरा वी डू नॉट हैव we have only ta, bahu kuruchara, adarjatashta pittanena taapi, bahu kuruchara iti rupam. So if you have just kuruchara, it will be kuruchari, bahu kuruchara iti asti chet, bahu kuruchara iti bhavati. So we'll stop there. There is one more discussion on vaida, anupasarjana, sutta, visheshana, tukrasparika and all. We will not go to that at this stage. Just understand the Moola. Vyakhyana for present is to understand the Moola. Vyakhyachara gives many extra things. Balamanoramayam tu bahavaha vishayaha diyante. Yathu Moole na bhavati. Moola not explicitly mentioned in the Moola. He gives many extra things which are also very interesting. But for the current class, we'll go through what is relevant to the Moola directly. Sometimes we'll look at the extra things where it is both interesting and not very hard to grasp. And sometimes Vyakhyana is difficult to grasp without knowing what he is referring to. So if you are reading through the Vyakhyana, don't get intimidated by such portions which you might not grasp clearly. If you want to ask questions about it, you can always mail me. I will certainly answer them. Or if you want to stay to the Moola, you can look at the relevant portion and then understand the Moola first, and on the second reading you can go into the Vyakhyana in the same. So, coming back to Moola, Vakshyamana ityatra tikvat vihitvatcha neep praptaha. So there is one argument here, which I will sum up first without referring to the book, and then we will read the reaction. Vakshyamana iti rupam asti. Vakshyamana iti vasidhatoho ritlakarasya shanach pratyaya. So you know there is shanach in vasidhatoho, tasya ritlakarasya kriyate, bhavishyati ritlakaraha. तस्य लिट् लकारस्य स्थाने लिटसद्वा इत्यनेन शानच् प्रत्ययः क्रियते. सो लिट् लकारस्य शतासी लिटौ इत्यनेन स्य विकरणप्रत्ययः भवति वक्ष्यमाणा इति रूपम्. नौ दिस् शानच् हेस् बीन् एडेड् टु लिट् लकार. लिट् लकारस्य स्थाने शानच् इति आदेशः भवति. लिट् लकारे तकारः इत्संज्ञकः हलन्त्यम् इत्यनेन एवमेव ऋकारः अपि इत्सम्यकः उपदेशयदनम् आसीत् इति सूत्रेण बोत् ऋ अण्ड् ट् इन् आल् लकारस् आफ्टर् यु रू इत्सम्य ओन्लि लकार रिमेन्स् दट् इस् वै इट् इस् काल्ड् अ लकार बिकास् ओन्लि द लकार इट् रिमेन्स् वेदर् यु गो टु लट् लिप् लुट् एक्सेट्रा एव्रिवेर् द ट् आर् ङ विल् बि रिमूव्ड् बै हलस्यम् एण्ड् द ओवल् आन् द लकार इस् रिमूव्ड् बै उपदेशे सो इन् लिट् लकार द टकार इस् रिमूव्ड् बै हलन्त्यम् एण्ड् द ऋकार इस् रिमूव्ड् बै उपदेशे सो इट् इस् नौ बोत् टित् एण्ड् उगित् सिन्स् ऋकार इस् अ पार्ट् आफ् द उक् प्रत्याहार लृट् इति उगित् भवति टित् अपि भवति सो नौ कक्ष्यमाणा इत्यत्र टित्वात् उगित्वात् च सिन्स् इट् इस् बोत् टित् अण्ड् उगित् टित्वात् टिद्धाणै इत्यनेन नीप् प्राप्नोति उगित्वात् उगितश्च इत्यनेन अपि नीप् प्राप्नोति सो हौ डु यु अवाय्ड् नीप् हौ इस् द फार्म् वक्ष्यमाणा इन् वक्ष्यमाणा टाप् प्रत्ययः श्रूयते किल आकारान्तः वक्ष्यमाण इति अकारान्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् टाप् कृतः टाप् इत्युक्ते वक्ष्यमाणा इति आकारान्तं भवति टाप् प्रत्ययः श्रूयते वस्तुतः लिट्लकारस्य स्थाने आदेशः इत्यतः लिट्लकारः टित् अपि गित् अपि उभयोः निमित्तयोः नीप् प्राप्नोति कथं टाप् इति प्रश्नः सो क्वश्चन् इस् हौ डु वि हाव् टाप् इन् वक्ष्यमाण बिकास् इट् बोत् टित् एण्ड् उगित् शुड् हव् बीन् नीप् ईदर् बै टिद्धाने आर् बै उगितश्च बोत् कण्डीशन्स् आर् साटिस्फैड् इन्स्टेड् वि आर् डूयिङ्ग् टाप् So, how do we avoid neep in vakshyamana? So, he gives two answers. The first answer is, Yasutaha neepena lashayam anubandha karyam nadeshana iti jnapana namo. There is actually one more argument before it, which is covered in the Vyakshana, which is not in the Mula, which I will say. We are saying there is writ to notice the prakriya of this. Initially we do writ lakara on vachadhatu and then the writ is replaced by shanach. So writ is tit and ugit whereas shanach is neither tit nor ugit. How do you say tit or ugit? We have to use sthanivat bhava. Sthanivat adesho anal vidhau ityaneha. आदेशः स्थानिवत् भवति शानच आदेशः लृट् स्थानिवत् भवति तेन टित् अपि भवति उगित् अपि भवति इति वक्तव्यम् किन्तु स्थानिवदादेशः अनल्विधौ इत्यस्ति अल्विधिः गो बेक् टु स्थानिवद्भावप्रकरण रिमेम्बर् दट् देर् इस् अ कण्डीशन् आन् स्थानिवद्भाव विच् इस् विच् नाट् बि अल्विधि अलाश्रयः विधिः अल्विधिः So, alvidhi is a vidhi which depends on a single letter. Ekam alam varnam ashritya yaha vidhi pravartate saha alvidhi. Alvidhau sthanivat bhavaha nasti iti niyamaha. Wherever there is a karya depending on a single letter, there is no sthanivat bhava. Sthanivat adeshaha analvidhau. Now, the karya which we are doing is tit or ugit. Takara being it. Or uk avarna letter uk letter being it. Both of these are alvidhi. Anubandha is always alvidhi because anubandha is for a single letter. Tit iti bhavati anubandha karyam saha api alvidhi. Evam ugit iti uchitaje rukarasya itsamyakatkum sopi alvidhi. Alvidhitvata sthanivadbhava nasti. There is no sthanivadbhava because this is alvidhi. अल्विधौ स्थानिवद्भावः नास्ति इत्युक्ते स्थानिवद्भावः न भवति तर्हि शानच् प्रत्यये तित्वं वा उगित्वं वा नास्ति तस्मात् नीप् न भवति इति द फस्ट् आर्ग्युमेण्ट् सेस् सिन्स् देर् इस् नो स्थानिवद्भाव इन् अल्विः द आदेश विच् इस् शानच् विल् नीदर् बि टित् नार् उदित् बिकास् आफ् दट् देर् इस् नो नीप् बट् द कौण्टर् आर्ग्युमेण्ट् इस् फार् अनुबन्धकार्य अल्विधौ अपि स्थानिवद्भावः भवति अल्विधौ अल्विधिश्चेदपि अनुबन्धकार्यं अनुबंध कार्य विषये स्थानिवद्भावः प्रवर्तते इति उच्यते. सो इवन इफ इट इज अनविधि इन स्थानिवद्भाव स्थानिवद्भाव विल बी यूज्ड फॉर अनुबंध कार्य दैट इज इत्संज्ञ फॉर इत्संज्ञ देयर इज नो निषेध. हाउ डू वी नो दैट इति प्रश्नः. देयर इज अ सूत्र घुमास्था गापा दहांति साम हली and there is a nisheta for that called na liyapi. So the first sutra, the Vidhi Sutra says kiniti pratyaya pare, when the pratyaya is kit or nit and is halati, there is itva for ghumastha etc. for a few dhatus. So kiniti pratyaya, if the pratyaya is kit or nit, there is itva being given for the pratyaya. And the next sutra, na lyapi, says, when followed by the lyap pratyaya, there is no itva. So that is the vidhi and nishedha. The vidhi says, kiti niti cha pare itvam bhavati. Nishedha says, lyapi pare itvam na bhavati. The previous itva, the itva which was mentioned earlier, will not take place for lyap. So lyap, you know, Ktva and Lyap, right? Kritva and Satkritya. Ktva is the pratyaya and Lyap is an adesha for Ktva whenever there is a samasa. Right? Samase Ktva pratyaya sthane Lyap adesha bhavat. So what is finally saying? Now there is Ktva pratyaya hit. Tasmat Ktva pratyaya pare itvam praapnoti. Ktva pratyaya sthane Lyap adesha kriyate. Adesha स्थानिवत भवति इति उक्त्वा आदेशः अपि चित् अतः यप् प्रत्यये परे अपि इत्वं प्राप्नोति तस्य निषेधार्थं पाणिनिना न ल्यपि इति सूत्रम् उच्यते. पाणिनि इति न ल्यपि टु प्रिवेंट इत्वा वेन फॉलोड बाय यप्. यप् बाय इटसेल्फ इज नॉट चित्. यप् चित् न भवति तस्य स्थानी अर्थात् त्वा प्रत्ययः एव चित्. त्वा प्रत्यय चित् It is being replaced by Lyap. Now, since we use Sthanivadbhava, Lyap is also treated as Kit and there would be Itva. To prevent that Itva, Panini is saying Na Lyapi. He is giving a separate sutra. Now, if we say Anubandhakariya Sthanivadbhava Nasti, Tadatu Na Lyapi iti Nishedhaha Nirasthaha. We don't need Na Lyapi because Lyap is not Kit. अकित्वादेव तत्र ईतस्य प्राप्तिः नास्ति. प्राप्तिः यदि नास्ति तर्हि निषेधः अपि नेष्यते. इफ देयर इज नो प्राप्ति निषेध इज नॉट रिक्वायर्ड. सो नल्यपि द सूत्र इट्सेल्फ वुड बी अ वेस्ट. सो द सूत्र टेल्स यू अनुबंधकार्ये स्थानिवद्भावः भवति. इफ इट इज अनुबंधकार्य इवन इफ इट इज अल्विधि देयर इज स्थानिवद्भावः. स्थानिवद्भावः अस्ति इत्यतः क्त्वा प्रत्ययः कित् तस्य स्थाने क्रियमाणः यप् प्रत्ययः अपि कित् कित्वात् ईत्वं प्राप्नोति तस्य निषेधार्थं नल्यपि इति निषेधः. सो दीस् टु सूत्रास् उपमास्था एण्ड् नल्यपि जायिण्ट्लि प्रूव् दट् अनुबन्धकार्ये स्थानिवद्भावः भवति. नौ कमिङ्ग् बेक् टु अवर् प्रेसेण्ट् प्राब्लम्. आर् प्राब्लम् इस् वक्ष्यमाणा इत्यत्र लृट्लकारः टित् उगिच्च तस्य स्थाने शानचि प्रत्यये कृते अपि स्थानिवद्भावेन तिक्त्वं भवति उदित्वं भवति तेन नीप् भवतु इति आक्षेपः. प्रथमं समाधानमासीत् अनुबन्धकार्यम् अल्विधिः अल्विधित्वात् स्थानिवद्भावः नास्ति इति प्रथमं समाधानम्. दट् इस् द फस्ट् सल्यूशन् बीङ्ग् आफर्ड् दट् सिन्स् अनुबन्धकार्य इस् एन् अल्विधि देर् इस् नो स्थानिवद्भाव. सिन्स् देर् इस् नो स्थानिवद्भाव We cannot treat this as tit or ugit and therefore there is no eep. This is the first solution offered. So that solution is rejected because nalyapi, the sutra nalyapi proves that there is sthanivadbhava in case of anubandha. Anubandha karye alvidhavapi sthanivadbhava bhavati iti nalyapi iti sutra na jnayate. Therefore the first solution offered is rejected. It is not valid. So that is why Dikshita gives the second solution. Dikshita does not mention this first argument and solution in the Mula.
he assumes it. He assumes the student knows it. So he moves on to the second solution.
He says, Vyasutaha Isvena Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana Iti Jnapanat Na Bhavati.
So he says there is another rule. He says, Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam Na Adeshana. Lashrayam, Lakarashrayam Anubandhakaryam. In case of Lakara, the Anubandha for the Lakara, which is say Pit or Ugit, whatever, the Anubandhas for the Lakara will not apply for its Adesha. This is a more restricted rule. We cannot say Anubandhakarya Sthanivadbhava Nasti Iti Na. Generally, for Anubandhakarya, we use Sthanivadbhava. Hintu, Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam. In case of Lakara, in case of a lakara, the anubandha karya will not apply for the adesha. Lashtrayam anubandha karyam nadesha. So there is a rule which states, lakaranam vishaye anubandha karyam adeshasya nabhavati. Atra anubandhatvam pitvam ugitatvamcha lakare lrit lakare asti tasya sthane shanat adesha. Lashtrayam anubandha karyam nadesha nam iti niyamat atra neep nabhavati. So the Adesha, which is Shanish, will not have Pitva or Ujitva, and hence there is no need. How do we know? How do we derive this rule? The rule is clear. Lashrayam Anubandha Karyam Nadeshana. Hinto ayam niyamaha katham utpannaha. Sutram nasti. It is not a sutra, it is a paribhasha. All paribhashas need to be derived somehow from the sutra and the bhashya. So how are we deriving this rule? Lashtrayam anubandhakaryam nadeshanam iti katham nyayate. He says, Yasutaha nitvena. So Yasut and Nit. Right? So Yasut parasmai padeshu udhato nitcha. It is sutramasti. In Vidhiling Lakara, we have Yasut agama. Yasut is an agama being given in Vidhiling Lakara. Or Ling Lakara, generally. Yes. Yasu Parasmai Padeshu. For Parasmai Padi, it is given in both in Ling Lakara. Okay, not just Vidhiling. Either Vidhiling or Ashiling. That is why you have Bhuyat. Okay, in Bhuyat you hear that Ya, which is from Yasut. So now Yasut is an agama for Ling Lakara. Okay. So it is being given for Ling Lakara. Ling Lakara is Nit. Right. Ling lakaraha nit nakaraha halagyam iksamyam praptoti saha nit. So Yasut is being added to that ling lakara. So if there is anubandha karya is being taken by sthanivadbhava, this Yasut, on adding Yasut also, there should be nitva. Okay. Yasut is an agama, but still whether it is an agama or adesha, we use sthanivadbhava for the anubandha karya. So we say that Yasut being added to the Ladesha is still Nit. Yadi Anubandhakarye Vishaye Analvidhau Iti Nishedhaha Nasti Tarhi Kim Bhavati Yasut Sahajataya Nit Bhavati. But the Sutra for Yasut says Yasut Parasmaya Padeshu Udattaha Nit Cha. So Sutra again mentions that Yasut will be Nit. Yasut is added to the Ladesha. You have initially Lakara. The Lakara is replaced by Kiptasji, the Pratyayas. For the Pratyaya, you are adding Yasut. Panini says, Yasut is given, that Yasut will be Udata and it will be Nit. Yasut being added in Ling Lakara, if we can use Sthanivadbhava for Anubandha Karya, even in case of Lakara, Yasut Sahajataya Nit Bhavati. Punaha Yasut Nit Bhavati, iti kimartham vaktavyam. It is either Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana. So by that Panini indicates that Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam, the Anubandhas of Lakara cannot be used for Adesha. That is why he has to specify again that Yasut will be Nit. Ling Lakara, the original Lakara being Nit itself, Yasut should have been Nit. Okay. But Panini again says specifically that Yasut will be Nit. So this helps us to derive the rule that Lashrayam Anubandha Karyam, the Anubandhas of Lakara cannot be used in the Adesha. Sena Kim Bhavati Yasutaha Nitvena. By specifying that Yasut will be Nit, Panini is indicating the rule saying Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam Nadeshana. Lakarashrayam Anubandhakaryam Adeshana Na Bhavati. So if that is the case, here. So always, while coming back, you have to remember what is the present situation. The present is where we have Akshamana. Lirit Lakarasya Sthane Kanas Pratyaha Krutaha. Atrahi Lakarashrayam Anubandhakaryam. Ittam Ugittam Cha Lakare Asti. Adeshasya Shanasaha Na Bhavati. Iti Uktatvata. Atra Nibaha Prasakti Nasti. We cannot have Nib here. Because the Anubandha is in the Lakara. And that Anubandha will not apply for the Adesha. And therefore, we cannot apply Siddhane or Ugitashtra. This is the second argument and solution. Okay. Is it clear so far? Any questions? I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. If you do not understand, please do not hesitate to ask again. Right. So I will explain it again if you need. Please ask. Sorry? This one? Okay, I have not put it on a slide. I mean, I don't know how to represent it. But yeah, I will try next class, I will recap this. So I will try it again, put it in some visual format to grasp easily. But I will repeat it again so you can listen to this and try if you can understand. Otherwise, I will try to put it in a visual format. So the argument. For the prakriya, it is actually easy to put it visually. When it comes to prameya bhata, it is rather difficult to put it in there because, I mean, it is all argument and an answer. Okay? But I'll still try for this particular thing. No issues, but yeah, let us see. Because initially the Vyakhyana, you will get lost in the Vyakhyana because as I said, mentioned in today's class, it refers to many things outside the Kali which we have not studied. See, that is why we are actually using Kaumudi and not the Ashtadhyayi because of that. For studying the Ashtadhyayi in its order, yes, we need to know at least the basics, okay, of everything. Say, that is what is happening as we go on in the Kaumudi. Even though the Kaumudi starts off with assuming no knowledge. I mean, initially Dikshita assumes that the student has no knowledge. He starts off with that. But as we move on, he assumes, say, if he is saying, Yasutaha Nitvena, if you don't, have not studied the Singhantapasana, you will not know what is Yasut, what is happening. So, that is to be expected as we move on in the text. Okay. He assumes knowledge and for that we have to refer to the Vyakhyana because without the Vyakhyana it is impossible to make sense of the sentence. If he says Yasutaha Nitvena Lashrayam Anubandhakaryam Adeshanam Iti Nyapananna Bhavati, if you read that sentence it is impossible to understand it. Okay, unless you are studying something else and you know it. Even with studying something else it is impossible. So we have to move on to the Vyakhyana at this level. So, I mean, if
there are people, I mean, I understand that the Bala Manorama might be difficult initially, but we don't have a choice here. Till now, till Shabdadhikara, we can somehow manage. If there is a teacher and there is Prakriya, you can manage even without a Vyakhyana. But in the Sri Pratyaya Prakarana and Karaka Prakarana, it is impossible without the Vyakhyana to understand the arguments that he makes. Okay? So we have to enter the Vyakhyana. I am trying to make it as simple as possible by two ways. It is give an indication of where to refer to the Vyakhyana and how much. Okay? Because studying the entire Vyakhyana is again not feasible. So we have to make that choice. You have to learn to read the Vyakhyana. The first thing you have to learn to go into the Vyakhyana and at least try to understand what he's saying. And the second thing, you should know where to stop and where not to go too much into the Vyakhyana so as to not to get lost. So it is, I'll explain everything in class. Wherever you have doubts as of now, you are free to tell me that I need to use a different presentation or I need to repeat, which I'll be happy to do. But what I want out of this class, even if you do not understand what I say, 100%, even if you grasp only 25 or 30% of it, I'll be happy if you can develop the practice of looking into the Vyakhyana to understand what the Mula means. Because that is the basis of studying any Shastra Granth. Not just the Kaumudi, wherever you go, and not just Vyakarana, whether you go to Vedanta, Nyaya, Mimamsa, whichever Shastric text you pick up, you will not be able to make any headway without a good Vyakhyana in hand. So, any Mula you are trying to understand needs a Vyakhyana. And learning to know how to use the Vyakhyana is an art. Okay. Unless you have reached a stage where you can read the entire Vyakhyana and understand, you have to know how to use the Vyakhyana and how generally a Vyakhyana is constructed. So that is why I am trying to introduce more and more of Bala Manorama here, even though I know that it is probably difficult for many, most of you. It is not easy, but trust me, initially Siddhanta Kaumudi Mula I am sure was like this. It was very difficult. Now you should be a bit comfortable with the Mula, so we need to go deeper into the Vyakhyana. So even if it is difficult, say some parts you don't understand, you can trust me and skip it, say you don't understand this part about Vakshyamana. For now, just leave it and go on with Tidhanai, because this has nothing to do with understanding Tidhanai. Right? You can go on with the examples of Tidhanai, understand it, but someday this samskara will certainly help. Okay? Someday when you come back to this. So, confessing it, when my teacher taught me Sri Pratyaya Prakarana, I did not understand. I mean, even with the Vyakhyana, I was completely lost. It is only now, when I come back to it, I see that it makes sense. Okay. So, it takes time and it takes some effort. So, for now, listen to it and try to understand. It does not mean you just close your mind to it and say, I will not understand this. Listen and understand as much as possible. That samskara will certainly help in further studies. Okay. Sorry, it was too much of a lecture beyond the... Yes. Yeah, I understand. I will try to, I mean, we'll recap this in the next class and I'll put it visually somehow. So now I'll repeat this Vakshyamana. The first point is there should be Neep. Why should there be Neep? Because Vakshyamana is Shanat replacing Lrit Lakara. Lrit Lakara is Tit and Ujit. So because of Tit, there should be Neep by Tidhani or there should be Neep by Ujitashtra. This is the first argument. So the answer, first level of answer says, true, Lrit Lakara is Tit and Ujit, but we are doing an Adesha in case of, for Lrit Lakara. If we have to use the Titva or Ujitva, we have to use Thanivad Bhava. But since Anubandha Karya is an Alvidhi, there is no Thanivat Bhava, and therefore there will be no need for answer. So for that argument, we have the counter argument here. Anubandha Karya
स्थानिवद्भावः भवति. इवन् दो अनुबन्धकार्य इस् एन् अल्विधि, देर् विल् बि स्थानिवद्भावः. How do we know that? Is because of that nalyapi. Panini, using the sutra nalyapi, establishes the rule that sthanivadbhavaha bhavati. Kutra anubandhakarye, alvidhavapi sthanivadbhavaha bhavati. Iti uchya. So here, there will be sthanivadbhava and therefore there should be need. This is the next one. So for that, as an answer, Dikshita says, yasutaha nitve. There is another rule which is being established, lashrayam anubandhakarye. The anubandha kanya of the lakara will not be carried over to the adesha because of yasutaha nikrena. Yasut is for ling lakara. Even though the lakara itself is nit, Panini again tells that it will be nit. Yasut paraspaya padeshu udato nicha iti punaha visheshena yasutaha nitvam vidhiyate. Tena kim nyayate? Lashrayam anubandha karyam adeshanam na bhavati iti nyayate. And therefore, atra lashrayam anubandhakaryam, tittvam udittvanca drit lakare asti, adeshasya na bhavati iti karanena, atra nipaha praptihi nasti iti prathamam samadhanam. That is the first solution which Dikshita gives. He also gives another solution, okay, which we will see in the next class. I'm sorry that I have to finish this a bit before the time. I had planned to finish this Akshamana, but we will stop here. My child is awake and I think she is crying, so I have to go. Sorry for that. There were many interruptions in today's class. We'll continue with this in the next class. There is no class tomorrow because of Deepavali. So wishing you all a very happy Deepavali. We will meet next class, which is next Monday, same time. We will continue with this, and if you please go through this again, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Enaksha samam nayam adhigamyam hemparat, akramyakaranam pruktan tasme vanina ye namaha. Munitrayam namaskritya adukti ishvari bhavya sarvayakarana siddhanta kaumuriyam virachyate.